In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters from around the world, hello and welcome to Radio Ma'arif, the English broadcast from Qom City, Islamic Republic of Iran. The program we are presenting here is question and answers, mainly concerned with the questions on Islamic and religious topics, with the presence of Dr. Hojjatul Islam Barati, who is ready to answer the questions mainly sent through emails and letters. Mr. Barati, hello and welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum. Thanks a lot. I'm at your service.
Okay. For the first question, which was sent through an email, it's about the children and the choice of religion. It says that he was brought up as a Christian, and when he was a child, he had no, in fact, choice in choosing his own religion. He believes, but he did not really believe in Christianity, and this is the problem. Now, what is he going to do? In fact, somehow these choices arranged for him, for example, by the parents, because the parents are Christian, but he himself does not believe exactly in the Christianity. If he want to convert to Islam, so what's going to do?
It is easy for him to make a decision because, first of all, he should study about Christianity and then about Islam, and in the third step to make a choice or option for himself, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam also asks people to follow their religion by knowledge and by a kind of deep knowledge named yaqeen, certainty. So before studies, before comparison, before deep knowledge, it is not recommended to follow one religion, Christianity or Islam. No, that's difference. Right.
And in fact, say that some people object to our attitude and say that we should bring him up as a Muslim. Is it really right just to bring somebody up as a Muslim? Of course, I want to say that is it impossible to convert to Islam when you are a Christian?
Yes, but becoming a Muslim or conversion to Islam is a path, is a way, passes away through being first a Christian and have something more. Christian plus.
That's right.
Being a Christian, then being a Muslim. It is not possible to become a Muslim without understanding Christianity. This kind of belief is shakeable, is, for example, shaking. Maybe tomorrow he can come back to Christianity or either to atheism.
That's right.
Because nowadays there are a lot of questions, a lot of things that shake people in their faith, in their belief. So it is better to go and learn about Christianity first. What is the message of Christianity? What is the message of Islam? What are differences between them? Before, because maybe tomorrow he is asked, why you choose this? What was the priority or privilege or, for example, quality you found in Islam and you lacked in Christianity? How he is going to answer? There's no answer for him. So education and raising up means this, that to give him a knowledge about Christianity, a knowledge about Islam.
And what is the best source to get familiar, to get, in fact, familiar in the best manner with Islam? What is the best source?
Going through Quran, through life of Prophet, peace be upon him, his seerah, his biography, history, and then find which one is more suitable for this world, for this time, this present world, and find solutions, because you want to live with it, live with religion, and also you want to recommend it to other people. So it's better to make your decision with complete knowledge and awareness.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum.
And now, Mr. Barati, the second question,
yes,
which was sent through a letter. It says, I am a Muslim and I've got some Christian